Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Michelle Spring, she's here too over in the newsroom. Good morning to you, Miss Michelle. Listen, how about good old Ken Snyder? Is he not the nicest gentleman maybe you've ever met?
He's the sweetest. He really is.
Good old Ken Snyder from Keister, kind enough to come in again, say hi, bring us a little breakfast. For what reason? I have. Are we that nice of people? Do we seem that friendly?
Yeah,
that people
of course
just
want to
bring us breakfast. Sure, I will most certainly take it.
He's
hey, morning
the nicest,
quickies.
Though.
Yeah, great guy. Morning quickies right around the corner. But first, before anything else, we do have headlines with Michelle. Take it away.
The Stark County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a single vehicle crash that occurred in Pike Township Saturday afternoon. Deputies were dispatched to the 3000th block of Farber Street around 4:30 p.m. Once on scene, it was noted that a white 2004 Chevy Silverado 1500 traveled over 400 feet through lawns into several trees and into a mailbox. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
That's right. It's where we are always streaming as well, right there on our website. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. How was your weekend?
Good. I was kind of all by myself all weekend. I let my husband go play golf.
Say what?
I know. He loves to golf. It was Father's Day weekend, so I...
Wait, hold on. It was Father's Day weekend.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I know.
So he loves golfing, so I set him up on Saturday. Saturday his cousin came and they went and played golf, and then I set him up yesterday to go play at Firestone. It's like a dream of his.
Wow.
So he went and he played with my brother and a couple other buddies, and yeah, had a good time.
That's not a cheap admission price right there to get into Firestone. What'd you have to do? You had to pull little strings there? You know somebody?
I know a couple people.
Wow, Michelle knows a lot of people, and it's always nice to know people.
But yeah, he had so much fun.
Need to get in your Rolodex. Do people still have those?
I'm not sure about that.
How about just your phone? I'll get in your phone, see who you have contacts in there for.
Right.
You might, maybe even that guy. I don't know who you know.
Well, we used to cover the golf tournament.
Right.
Up there.
Which
so.
PGA is not going there anymore.
I know.
Which
they're,
is kind of sad.
They're doing like a senior thing there now.
Yeah.
So silly.
Which,
but it's a great course.
I mean, yeah, it is. I think one day the PGA will be back to Akron at some point.
I hope so.
It's kind of sad they went away. But yeah, now, like you said, the senior tour will have a stop there. Which at some point Tiger Woods will be on the semi. I mean, he's got to be, right?
He's getting up there.
He's getting up there in age. I mean, good for
you.
He has to do these things.
Why?
You are so terrible.
Just make sure his back stays straight. Self-medicating, if you will. But no, I wanted to ask about Chadley's first Father Day. It was good?
Well, he wasn't around.
That's what I was going to say. You sent him out of the house all weekend long. Happy Father's Day, babe. See ya.
He made us breakfast. He loves making breakfast, so...
So he had to cook on Father's Day. Got it.
So okay. Did you.
You're right.
But I did go get his favorite. He loves Doco donuts, so we went and got some donuts and had breakfast, and then he was gone for the day.
And then he gone.
Bye-bye.
Was someone like Dada? Dada.
Yeah, and she's starting to say that, so every time she says it, I record it, and I'll send it to him if he's out on the golf course.
Right.
He's like, why would you do that to me?
Making me feel like a bad parent. Well, that's good. My father came over for Father's Day. I cooked him up a little feast.
That was nice of you.
If you will. Spent some time with him and... my kids, his grandkids, blah, blah, blah. You know how the lineage goes. And then went to Rebecca's parents' house and spent time over there as well, too. So I cooked a meal yesterday and then had a meal cooked for me.
Nice.
So everything came full circle, I guess.
Good food all around.
No doubt about that. Hey, we are just 3 days away. Can you believe it?
No, I'm so excited.
This week's going to be nuts. But we're just 3 days away from our 2018 beach party, which is the first official day of summer, the 21st. On Thursday, we want to see you at Atwood Lake. You just asked me what time we have to be there.
I did, because Ken wants to follow.
Well, it starts at 5, it's from 5 until 8.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be, we have to be there early.
Right.
Probably in the 3 o'clock hour.
Gotcha.
I'll get there at about 3:54. Something like
3:54.
That. 3:54? We were told to be there in the 3 o'clock hour, show about 5 till. Hey, I'm here. 3 o'clock hour.
Ornery. Oh my gosh, you're terrible.
But we want to see all of you out there at Atwood Lake. Remember, Michelle, what do they have to say at the entrance to get in for free that day?
I forget. What's the key word?
It's no like real secret.
Is it just WTUZ beach party?
Good job. That's all you need to say at the entrance. Thanks for paying attention in that meeting, by the way.
I was dozing off.
Well, it was a doozy.
It was.
I'll say that much. But no, if you mention us, WTUZ at the entrance on Thursday at Atwood Lake, you guys get in for free that day. The beach is going to be all ours. We want to see you there, of course. Hey, there's this camping deal, too, where if you camp at Atwood Lake the day of our beach party, you get Friday night for free. Just go to atwoodlakeohio.org, select beach party promotion in that drop box, and you are well on your way. Big shout out to Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District and all of our other sponsors for making this a possibility. And of course, I don't know who's sponsoring. If nobody's sponsoring me being chased down by a dog.
Well, I wasn't going to mention it.
Well,
I
somebody
thought about it.
Somebody dropped the bone, if you will. Pun totally, totally intended. I don't want to do it. That's well stated. I don't know how this ended up happening in the first place.
Someone must not like you around here.
But I will be thrown in the Michelin Man suit. And I will be then thrown to the wolves, if you will. The good old canine dog. We heard the name. I don't remember the name.
I forget what he said. Sheriff Campbell told us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did tell us. I'm sure I'll remember Thursday. And then after that, I will never forget this dog's name.
I feel bad for you. Truly and honestly, I'm nervous for you. Because I know how much you don't want to do it.
I may all of a sudden get sick Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Come down with the little bug. It's only been 90 degrees. How I have a cold. It's this weather. This crazy, crazy weather going on. But no, that's also going to happen at our beach party. And so much more. We'll be giving away a trip to Myrtle Beach, entertainment, free food, and the second annual cornhole tournament, which the teams are being compiled for it as we speak. Hey, if you want to get in, it's keyword cornhole on our text line, or there's a post up on Facebook that has all the prizes listed there and everything else, so you guys can get down in the second annual cornhole tournament. Last year it rained at our beach party. I don't think any rain is in the forecast.
I don't know. Is it for Thursday?
What was that look for when I said rain?
Because I'm so tired of the rain. We've been trying to have a housewarming party. How long have we been here? Since March. And every weekend we do it, it rains.
Well, I'm sure there's been a day or two in there where it hasn't rained.
Oh, 10% chance of rain on Thursday. I think we're good. On Wednesday, there's 100% chance. So hopefully it doesn't dwindle over to Thursday.
That means it's most likely going to rain if you have a 100%
on chance. Well, yeah, on Wednesday.
Newsflash.
But I don't want it to trickle over to Thursday.
I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
Speaking of things trickling, and is that rain coming from the sky? You see this viral video of these porta potties being flown in the air from the high winds. Where was this at?
Disgusting.
Have you seen this though?
No.
Yeah, it was a fun day at the park, and then all of a sudden, the porta potties being thrown up in the air. It was in Colorado, is where this went down. I saw somebody made a meme out of it. Cleveland's basketball team. Once LeBron leaves, listen. Then the porta potties are flying around in the air, and porta potty juices are going every, you know, a fun day at the park interrupted by strong winds that hit the area in Colorado, and it ended up sending two porta potties just flying around in the air as if,
could you imagine?
As if it were just a rag doll. Tents were being blown over, people running for their lives. What would you do? You see a porta potty?
Run, and then grab an umbrella because
close your mouth.
Lord knows what's coming out of there.
Close your eyes, close your mouth, and just run.
God, that is so gross.
In the opposite direction.
Heebie-jeebies. Little, no, thank you.
Taking your kids to a nice day at the park, and all of a sudden they get a little more than they bark. Shouldn't those things be weighed down? Isn't there?
They should be tied.
That's what I mean. I mean, I've seen people, I mean, someone goes in one of those things, and I've seen people kind of shake them and
right.
move them and do weird things with them.
Ew.
You'd think they'd maybe,
disgusting.
Yeah, like you said, secured somehow,
somewhere. I hate porta potties. They are, you know how much of a germaphobe I am. Mm-hmm. I will only step into one if it is like dire need.
That's different than the whole public restroom thing.
Yes.
I mean, porta potties, it's only if.
Ooh.
It's only if your back teeth are floating, and if you got to go that bad. That's only what porta potties
I've never heard that expression.
You can use it if you want. But that's the only thing porta potty. I mean, in case of emergency, use this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go out. I'd rather go outside.
Oh, for sure. Even as a female, I would totally go in the woods rather than step inside of a porta potty. Ugh. What?
You're just quite frightened by these porta potties.
Well, first of all, I'm claustrophobic. So being claustrophobic.
How do you do in elevators? You all right?
Meh. As long as I just like hold my breath and hurry up, make sure it hurries up.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
We're going to the 50th floor. You pass out on your way up.
But I hate close quarters, and then going into that germ-filled facility. Ugh.
At least they have, in most of them now, they have hand sanitizer right in there for you. So when you're done.
But how sanitize? I don't know. I can't. How much sanitizer do you think you would need for that porta john?
Yeah, just a couple squirts. Dime size, you're good to go.
Squirts? No. I'd step in a shower before.
What's it say? It kills 99.9% of germs. 99.9.
Mm-mm.
You'd be all right with the size of a dime?
No, thanks.
Hey, later you guys have a chance to win $25 to Rod's with our What's Number One segment from over the weekend.